This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Church for Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. And you know, just being around, get engaged, get involved. Because once you get engaged and involved, once you get informed, you can get out there and you can fight. I don't care how the fight goes. I mean, you can get out there and you can fight. I don't care if it's sending emails to people or picking up the phone. There's an old-fashioned way to do business. Yeah, the telephone. That's right, the phone. Not the smartphone. You don't need all that happy stuff. Really, seriously, you get more done one-on-one on these phones than you do via email or text. Anyway, that's my humble opinion. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot of stuff going on up there. A lot of things happening that you can be part of. You know, and a lot of good people up there waiting to hear from you. They're like family up there. I'm surprised, you know, sometimes they start trading recipes, and I stop talking because I'm looking at the recipes going, hey, that's pretty cool. Anyway, you know what's going on today? All kinds of arguments, and when you look at the news, you look at what's coming down the pike, you look at what the left-stream media is trying to hide, and I do mean trying to hide. Now, what's really funny is yesterday, I kept saying, do not take the words of Bill Barr at face value. And I kept saying it because, look, as many of you like or don't like him, you don't know that what the media is reporting that he said is actually what the man said. How can you believe any of it? I mean that sincerely. Barr, what it all intents and purposes, is one of those black and white guys. I want to see true evidence before I go after these people. And I don't blame them. I really don't. I do appreciate President Trump. I do like the fact that President Trump pushes back. But I wish he would just hold the fire for a moment. Think it through. I'm probably not smarter than he is. And I'm going, now, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like something Barr would just put out there without some kind of caveat to it. So the DOJ came out today and slammed mainstream media for false reporting, as I told you. Now, Trump supporters, including a number of high-profile conservatives, they were miffed when many mainstream media outlets reported U.S. Attorney General Barr and the Department of Justice had concluded their investigations. They've concluded nothing. However, the line of reporting, as badly as the media wanted it to be true, was outright false. And that's according to the post-millennial. It's true that so far the DOJ hasn't discovered any fraudulent activity. Now, remember, there's a difference between what you're hearing on a daily basis and what the DOJ goes after and what they need to see. They're out looking. They haven't discovered anything directly tying these things. You can say all you want. It looked like these were all photocopied, these ballots. You've got to have some kind of proof. I'm not saying they weren't. Now, they say they haven't discovered anything as wide-scale that would actually reverse the results. Now, that I take exception to. I think if they actually sat down and wrote down the numbers, they'd find out that's not true. Extremely not true. Now, the media seized that moment, just those few words, and they ran with them big time. Right? Some media outlets have been, now, what's really even funny about this is that, don't they hate Barr? Haven't they called him a liar? Right? A tool of the president? All of a sudden, he's God's gift to humanity. Right? A bastion of truth. Some media outlets have incorrectly reported the department has concluded its investigation. They never did. These people are lying about it. They reported, according to the DOJ, they reported incorrectly. And the Associated Press report didn't say that, nor what the Attorney General stated. The department will continue to receive and vigorously pursue all specific and credible allegations of fraud. And they will do so expeditiously. The statement was released by the DOJ shortly after Rudy Giuliani released a statement on behalf of the Trump legal team. They were disappointed in the DOJ update. They thought it was presumably based on the initial false reports. Well, this is why I don't understand why Barr doesn't pick up the phone. Call the president and or team and say, look, we're going to fix this. This is wrong. They misquoted me or did whatever. Aren't these people talking to each other? In a separate statement, Giuliani took a shot at Barr and his DOJ, calling in question why the AG was not taking further action on a number of fraud-related investigations. See, when President Trump gets in the second time, I wish Giuliani would get off his high horse because he wants a different position or wanted a different position and be the AG for two stinking years, just two lousy years. Put this scum in jail where they belong. Right? And start restoring confidence in the justice system in this country. Really. I talked to a bunch of people today about where they feel this country's going. When you can't trust the voting, you can't trust the justice system, when you see how the Democrats weaponize the DOJ, the IRS, and other agencies against conservatives, you have to sit back and say to yourself, well, why bother? Why bother vote? Why bother do anything? I'm going to go live off the grid, hide under a tree somewhere, out in the middle of no man's land. It's not the thing to do. Look how powerful the government is. Look how powerful the Brits were. Remember, our founding fathers, they were up against the most powerful military on the planet. And guess what? They won. However, they won relying on God. When you rely on God, you can win anything. We don't do that anymore. For some reason, that's taboo. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We come back from the break. We will have. Oh, no. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, people, don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Whatever it is you're going to do, how you're going to do. We will be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise. The Pledge of Allegiance, you know, I know we live in a free country.
Guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
To the Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time so much that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And that's the way you get it. You get informed. Then you engage. You tell the truth, and you don't back down. Look, I've been telling you guys for years. You know, I like to say, and it's a true statement, I live in a community of about 300,000. And I remember when I ran for office, many people told me, you know, just tell them what they want to hear. You get in, you can do what you want to do. I couldn't wrap my mind around that. I couldn't do it. So as time went on, and I was running for office, I kept saying, look, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is what you're voting for. eventually I won. And I won by decent numbers. And you can only imagine what was thrown at me from my own party. People in my own party didn't want me to win because I was too far right. I was one of them Jesus people. Now, I don't get up there, and I think it's wrong. You might not. But I don't get up there at my board meetings and say, let us pray. Everybody bow your heads. No. I pray before I go in there. It's like some of you guys, yes, we have prayer in school. It hasn't been taken away. All right? You teach your kids to pray before they leave the house. You teach your kids to pray before they get to school. I don't need some government-run prayer or prayer time or prayer words. Oh, gracious, heavenly, all-powerful, you know, juju in the sky. Can you imagine what that would be like? We'd be praying to Governor Newsom today if it was a government prayer. Leave it alone. Teach your kids the right way to believe in God, to be strong, to stick up for themselves. I'm a little more renewed even at what's going on, because what I'm seeing is these whistleblowers that came forward, they're now being pummeled. They're being called liars by mainstream media. They're being called liars online by their friends and loved ones. They've come forward and said that. But they're not stopping. You know what's happening? Even more are coming forward. Because they can't believe it. And now, you know, you're seeing more and more of these states. Michigan is now, they're going to hold a hearing. They're going to bring these people forward. And what the Dems going to do then? How good, you know, I mean, how much of a lowlife do you have to be excited about winning an election after you cheated like crazy to get there? Is that really somebody? And I got to tell you something else. If you're one of my friends that listens to the show that's a Democrat, and you have told me you hate Donald Trump so much, you don't care how Joe Biden won. All I got to say is shame on you. I thought you were a person of integrity. I thought you were people of integrity. I thought we could get along and get things done the right way. But we can't. If that's your mindset, and you don't even know, I have told a couple of you, somebody, and I couldn't even get a third of the way through the list of what President Trump had done, and you said, some of you interrupted me and said, like, I don't care what he's done. I don't like the man. Matter of fact, I hate the man. I don't care what it takes to take him out. Well, I say again, shame on you. Where's the humanity in that? Aren't you the same people that say we treated Obama wrong, badly? We didn't do a third of what you've been doing to President Trump. Aren't you the bleeding hearts that want all the kids out of cages that Obama put together? Aren't you the ones that want to feed everybody coming over the border? I mean, think about this. Think about all the compassion that you say you have. And yet you have the truth staring you straight in the face. You've bought into the lie of mainstream media. And you hate a human being so much you don't care what happens to him or his family. You are not somebody I want to be friends with. And if you're on my Facebook, well, I don't really care about any of that stuff. But if you're related to me, connected with me in any way, and you find that appalling, just unfriend me. Because, you know, I got 2 years left in my term. And I don't like what the teachers union and others did to get whoever they got on board all through my area. And if they hated me before, they're going to hate me when I'm done. Because I was holding back just because I had so much respect for my other board members. Whether I liked them or not is a different story. We were all there for the same reason. Or the majority of us. But when I see them salivating and excited about people being elected to school boards and water boards that have absolutely no business being there, but they're a Democrat, that's their business. That's the reason. That's just wrong. I've actually come against Republicans. Okay, I was an advocate to remove a Republican from a school board because he was a piece of crap. And that's what true Americans do, by the way. Yeah, I know, I'm calling myself a true American, whatever. But that's what true Americans do. That's what true patriots do. You don't stick up for somebody because he's in your party or she's in your party. You stick up for somebody because they're doing the best job that they can do with the information and the power that they have to make life better for those that they've been that they've been entrusted with. I've been entrusted with this, and not any particular group. I will come against this year anybody who advocates for just blacks, just Hispanics, just gay kids, just. We get elected, I can only speak from a school board level, we get elected to take care of all children. Not a child of a specific height, weight, or ethnicity. I've told the story a million times growing up in Boston with kids that came up in a boat from Italy, couldn't speak a word of English. We did not teach the class in Italian and English. We taught the class in English. The teacher assigned an English-speaking student to that child, and within 90 days, that kid was speaking, reading, and writing conversational English. Not perfect, but understood it. And you know what that caused? That caused him to bring it home, bring it to his parents so they could speak English. And you know what? Back in the 70s, in this hardcore Italian neighborhood, none of us felt like our culture was being taken away from us. I know all about my Italian heritage, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the people that came here. I know all about my Sicilian heritage, and I'm proud of the people who came here. Okay? I also know about how excited they were to become Americans. And I'm excited. I'm privileged and proud to be an American citizen of Italian descent. And there's nothing wrong with that. Get all this other crap out of our heads. You know, why doesn't France and Italy and Greece, why aren't they dealing with all this Greece-X and Latin and Italian-X and French-X? No, we have to deal with Latin-X and this-X and that-X because that's more inclusive. How? I mean, it's just amazing to me. And all of you who believe in, keep telling us as Republicans, trickle-down doesn't work. I'll deal with that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. I believe that we're going to have Congressman Garcia joining us after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100. Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States now has more than 100,000 people hospitalized in the country with COVID-19. The number of patients crossed the 100,000 mark for the first time on Wednesday, setting a new record high. The recent surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations comes as two vaccines against the virus are close to coming to market. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says the FDA is in the process of thoroughly investigating the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines before issuing an emergency use approval. He tells Fox News it's an important step in gaining the public's confidence in the shots.
One of the biggest challenges we have right now is to maintain confidence in this vaccine. And I do think the FDA is really looking at the rigor to make sure that they really turn over every stone to look at this data to make sure they understand fully what the safety profile is, what the side effects are, so that there can be transparency for the American public when they do approve this EUA.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I just love that intro. Coming in, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. But let's get to it, because I don't get them on that often. And newly reelected Congressman Mike Garcia joins me from the California 25th District. Congressman Garcia, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
You know, being in California, it's kind of exciting to have anybody reelected to Congress as a Republican, because it's a tall chore out here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a tough place to run as a Republican, especially as a conservative one, and you know, especially in this district now. The 25th district is not purple. It really is blue in terms of the demographics and the voter registration. So. Mm-hmm. The Democrats have now an 8% advantage over Republicans, 39 to 31% for voter registration here. So this is as tough as it gets, you know, across the nation. This is probably the toughest race, obviously, and reflected, you know, given the voter turnout and how tight the margin was.
And it was a race that Pelosi wanted. She wanted the seat, didn't she?
Absolutely did not give up on it, and ended up being the most expensive race in the nation as well. It all said and done, probably more than $30 million was spent on this race between the two parties, and a lot of that was just Pelosi not giving up, and you know, we saw an inordinate amount of ads just being constantly run on broadcast TV.
Right.
Mostly negative, and you know, that's how you win elections, unfortunately. And they spent a lot of money, so not a good return on investment. But we definitely shook them up, and she took it very personally.
So you know, looking at Congress now, she's got one of the smallest, I'm gonna say leads, but you know, she's got among the smallest numbers that anybody's ever dealt with when it comes to Democrats and Republicans being in Congress. What is it, 222 to 211 or somewhere around there, whatever it was.
Yeah. Maybe up to 212, almost 213, depending on how these two races go in Iowa and New York. But yeah, it's going to be tight. So,
but what is that? For all intents and purposes, what does that actually mean for legislating?
It actually means a lot. First of all, it sucks to be in the minority at such a deep magnitude like we were. I mean, we were in the hole by, what, 30 votes or so in this current session. So to close the gap now, it is pretty significant. And because what usually happens is with any given vote, even though Pelosi runs the agenda, on any given vote, the bill is either going to tick off the extremely far left, the AOCs and the squad, or it's going to tick off the moderates and the Democrat Party. So in any given vote, Pelosi loses anywhere from 5 to 10 of her own party on that vote. And so as long as we can stick together as a party, the Republicans can actually bring meaningful legislation. And even though Pelosi's running the agenda, she may not actually be running the floor, and she may be actually more aggravated by the moderate groups and the far left groups within her own party. And we can actually attract some of those moderates and hopefully get meaningful legislation voted on and brought up to a vote. So it is not a bad position for us at all, and it's a great opportunity to and it's hopefully a precursor to getting the majority in here in 2 years. And in the interim, there's probably going to be some special elections just like ours. You know, we can hopefully get a few seats back before the 2022 election. So we're in a great, great position. It's not the majority, but it's pretty darn close. And it's enough to be able to create an equilibrium that Pelosi is going to have to negotiate in good faith. And that's all we can ask for right now. So well, it's actually a pretty good spot.
I know you've only been there a short period of time, and frankly, I'm not just saying this because we know each other, but I think you've done a great job. You've stuck to your principles, and you know, for me, that's a big pet peeve. I hate it when we get these people elected, and they go in there, and then they start compromising or giving a little here and giving a little there because, and on their principles, not on a specific issue, but on their principles, you go, wait a minute, stop. You don't have to do that. But now you're in there, and to your point, it was one of the questions I was going to ask you. You, even within the Democrat Party, you have the far-left fringe that the moderates don't much care for. But even with all of that, you've seen over the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, where they still very much vote lockstep. Do you see that changing with the change in the country and the fact that you're so close in numbers now? Do you think you could sway some of those people over to your side, if you would, in votes?
Yeah, so here's what's going to happen, and it's not, these aren't massive numbers we're talking about, but again, the gap isn't that big, right? So we don't need 20 people to switch their vote. We only need, anywhere between 3 and 6, and that'll make the difference, right, when you do the math. So it's onesie twosie types of things, but remember, if some of these Dems are reelected, there's two races right now where the difference between the two candidates, it's still, not certified, but the difference is less than 20 to 50 votes, right? So they have to vote as moderates, and they have to be able to demonstrate going across the aisles and working with the Republicans in order to, not only pass legislation, but for themselves to get reelected. So they've got to be mindful of it, and they're going to look for any opportunity to support bills that are rational and pragmatic, but are still representative of their core values. And frankly, both sides of the aisle are going to have to do that, right? Even me as a conservative Republican, I'm going to look for opportunities to support bipartisan legislation.
Sure.
And that may not be down the party line, and I've done that. I've demonstrated that a few times in the last 6 months, where I'll vote for something that, 60% of the party may not have supported it, but for me, it makes sense, and it's aligned to my core values. So,
yeah, but wait a minute, stop.
It is amazing to me that there's so many moderates that do vote along Pelosi's.
Yeah, but don't run over that.
Line, given what we've been seeing.
Don't just fly past that comment, because it's the one thing I've been telling people for the longest time. We shouldn't be voting party. We should be voting what's right for the American people. We should be voting, and again, for you and I, the Republicans hit that mark, 85 to 90% of the time. But we should be voting for legislation and policies that are good for the American people as a whole. That's what I mean. Don't be a goose-stepping Republican or Democrat, correct?
That's right. No, that's spot on. I mean, if more people adopted that, it would be maybe more difficult to create consensus, but it would drive compromise, and it would force the committees to build in compromise into the bills and get them baked and have them fully agreed to by both parties before they come up to a vote, and so that it's not just blindly following the party vote or following what the WIT says. So, and you know, that's been my mantra all along. It will always be my mantra. I didn't grow up with a Republican jersey on. I grew up with an American flag on my shirt, and that's where my loyalties lie. They lie in protecting the country, the Constitution, and in this day and age, making sure that we're investing in our law enforcement and in our military, and making sure that we're taking care of public safety and national defense. And you know, party be damned in that case, and I've been very vocal and adamant about that. And the best thing I can do for the party is lead by example and attract better candidates and patriots, so that the Republican Party has more folks like myself, you know, running for office and making the sacrifices to do what's right for the country. So, party allegiances to me are towards the bottom of the totem pole, and you know, voting with the principles is the priority.
Well, you're a good company, because Washington hated parties. He thought it was a detriment to the country. Our founding fathers, some of them even said that the bottom line was that people would become more loyal to the party than they would to the country itself, and that's what you're seeing happen today. What's the chances of you getting together with some of your colleagues on the other side of the aisle and really making some meaningful changes to how voting takes place in this country?
Yeah, actually, I've done it already. We, you know, I worked with a gentleman named Connor Lamb. I believe he's from New York, yep, somewhere northeast, and together we were able to establish the funding screens and the program for an artificial intelligence division within NOAA, within the National Oceanic Organization, and that's getting funded and now hopefully approved within the NDAA, the DOD budget that's getting through and hopefully getting voted on here in the next week. So this artificial intelligence arm, for me, the importance of it was that it's going to be used for predicting fire behavior. And in our area, obviously, with all the fires that we have in Southern California, using that AI to mitigate the not only the spread of active fires, but actually being more having higher confidence in the predictive manner of preventing it. You know, so he and I worked together. We were able to get that passed in within the committee, and that was in the Science Space Technology Committee, and ended up making the NDA. So, more than happy to reach across the aisle.
Congressman Garcia, thank you. Keep up the good work, and I mean that sincerely. I'm glad you won. I know you had to put up with my texts every other night going, you're going to do it, you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
So, no, I love this. Let's keep going. A lot of anxious nights, but we pulled it off, and I just want to thank the
God bless. Keep up the good work. Seriously. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JO, 855-732-5563. Look, I met Congressman Garcia, I know, a couple years back. It was shortly after, about 6 months after Katie Hill won the seat that she kind of sort of filled. She was the one that was removed because of her sex scandal. Actually, she was removed because she lied to Pelosi and others in D.C. Otherwise, they would have let her get away with anything. Because, you know, she was the young, attractive woman, and she was going to bring in all the young people, and she was bisexual, and she was whatever. Because this is all they care about. This is all they run on. You ever notice that? They run on the transgender stuff, and the gay stuff, and the lesbian stuff, and the black stuff, and the Hispanic stuff. That's all they run on. And it's all they got, because they don't have any real policies that anybody can do better with. All their policies make you more dependent on government. That's all they do. And I don't know if this is true. Somebody can check it out. It'd be great. I heard today's hearings in the Ukraine that Burisma, they admitted to giving Joe Biden almost $1 million. Hello? In criminal court, in the Ukrainian criminal court today. And the U.S. media has done absolutely nothing with it. You know, if you want to get the truth as to what's going on across the globe to a big degree, I'm not even saying it's 100%. But it's really simple. Go to Australian TV. Watch them. Yeah, you can watch Newsmax and OAN and that kind of stuff. But Australian TV, they don't hold anything back. The women that Joe Biden accosted, sexually accosted, they were interviewed on Australian TV. Why weren't they interviewed here on American television? Right? Eight five five real Joe, 855-732-5563. Just irritating to no end. At least for me. Some of you probably not a big deal. All right. Back to I told you a couple of five, 6 weeks ago when we were talking about the election. And I said this is truly going to be a fight, continue to be a fight, whatever way you wanna any terminology you want to use, against good and evil. And that's not saying that all Democrats are evil, because I don't believe that, not for a minute. But the principles that they push for, the things that they push for, the things they'd like to see become law, they're evil. They're evil at their root. I mean, look at the lies they put out that the media lets them get away with. Now, first of all, when I start doing some of these stories, I believe that Donald Trump won this election in a landslide. I believe that more Republicans won Senate and congressional seats. I believe that they cheated. Yeah, that's right. I believe the Democrat cheated to get their people in the way they wanted them. And it's a long play. I told you, they're in this for the long game. Republicans are not. We are so ignorant to the realities of what's going on behind the scenes. Or we just don't want to see it. One or the other. All right? I mean, you look at what's going on. Who's been in bed with Russia? Who's been in bed with China? Who's been in bed? They put all this stuff on Trump that they were doing themselves. Anyway, right now, some of the legacy civil rights groups, well, they're feeling a little abandoned by Joe Biden. I also think it's one out of every six Democrats that if they knew what Joe Biden, if they knew about this negative stuff about Joe Biden, they wouldn't have voted for him. How about you guys do a little of your own homework from now on? How about you stop listening to your own party? You pay attention to what's going on around you? This is nothing new. They say Biden has named several black officials to fill high-profile jobs, but the civil rights leaders, they want to be included in the decision-making process. They feel like they've been left out. Donald Trump, President Trump, brought people in from all walks of life to make these decisions. He never made these decisions on his own. The heads of legacy civil rights groups say that they are struggling to participate in President-elect Joe Biden's transition. They really want to be included in the incoming administration tries to make good on See, they do the same thing. Biden's doing the same thing that we've seen done over and over and over again. That you've seen done in these congressional hearings where you see these elitist white attorneys telling black people what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing, how they've been oppressed and why. But they never bring black people. I mean, truly, Candace Owens was the first one in one of those hearings that piped up and even looked at one of the attorneys and said, I am sorry, I'm black, you're not. I grew up in the neighborhood, you didn't. Don't tell me how to think or what I'm up against. Which is exactly what we should be saying to them on a regular basis. How much of a racist are you to decide for black community that they're too dumb to figure out how to get an ID? They're too dumb to figure out how to get a driver's license? They're too dumb to figure out how to get to the voting polls? That is an insult to anybody of any color or any ethnicity. But they do it. And frankly, you black folks, you Hispanics, you let them get away with it. You've let them get away with it for years. My family, my Italian family, the Italians there in the north end of Boston, I used to watch them trip over themselves to you know, snuggle up against the Democrats. And he did nothing for them. Absolutely nothing. I think, a personal opinion, I have no proof, no stats on this. But when people come here from other countries, they don't speak English well, they really don't understand. They're coming here for democracy. That's what they hear. Democracy. Yes. We want, you know, we want to be part of democracy. Oh, that must be the Democrats. Right? They don't understand. It's up to you and I to explain it to them. It's up to you and I to keep speaking to them. Don't do what they do, where they call people stupid and ignorant and everything else. Remember Nancy Pelosi, when she was losing the vote, when she was losing the working class vote to Donald Trump in 2016, she started calling her blue-collar workers, I hope they never forget this, low-information voters. Think about that. Prominent civil rights advocates say that they haven't seen, haven't been consulted about key cabinet picks. They're frustrated that Biden won't meet with them, won't meet with them. I thought he was for everybody. I thought he was, you know, think about something. If he won't meet with black leadership, black community leadership in his own party, what in God's creation, what makes you think he's going to meet with any Republicans? He says, we're not asking for some kind of veto power. We're just asking for consultation, for input. Mark Morial is the head of the National Urban League. Been around forever. We're still in a wait-and-see mode, but we think that the civil rights community should be more closely engaged. You mean like they were with Donald Trump, the one that you didn't want to vote for? Biden selected Kamala Harris to be his running mate, and she'll become the nation's first black vice president. Well, she'd be the nation's first female vice president. How about we start there? Right? To be, in addition to being the first woman and Asian American to hold the job. I don't think she knows what she is. Biden's made three choices for cabinet secretaries, including Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro. You know, his choices, I'm just going to put it bluntly, his choices suck. I mean, they're further than far on liberal. The Border Patrol agents are limited in his choices. This is why I say they don't care about you as the American populace. They do not care about the average American. They care about what the number looks like in their bank account, right, after their term is up. On Tuesday, the Biden team rolled out their economic plan. It included one black man, one black woman, one Indian American woman. The new White House communication team is entirely female. This is, you know, this kind of frosts me. 90% of Trump's team was women. So is this like a thing like, oh, look, I could get all women on my team. Well, let me tell you something, ladies. You're not always the best for the job. It's the same thing with men. They're not always the best for the job. The best person for the job should be chosen, not pandering to what they think that people want to see or hear. So what does that mean? Because the new White House communication team is entirely female, it means it's going to be perfect? There's not going to be any problems or issues? Really? Wow. More than half are non-white. Well, that's important. Why do I need to know what sex they are? Why do I need to know what color they are? Right? Ooh, and a black man will hold a senior advisory role in the White House. Well, why is a black man holding the highest office in the land? As Democrats, you poo-poo Tim Scott. Remember what they said. Right? I mean, even Tim Scott, not Tim Scott, I don't remember. But even when Kamala Harris lost, what did she? She accused you all of being racists. All of you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I'm confused. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Next out, we're gonna deal with a lot of this fraud, a lot of what's going on college campuses. It's just a lot of fun. We'll be back in a few minutes.